This is The Morning Drive Show.
We kick off the Adoption is an Option campaign, and I'm joined by Kathy Groom. She is the Donor Engagement Manager for Door of Hope, an organization that is doing amazing things in our community. Kathy, thank you so much for joining us on The Morning Drive.
Good morning, and good morning to your listeners, and thank you for the invite.
This is a campaign that I think is quite valuable to our community. It's discussions maybe people have had with their husbands or their wives where they're possibly considering adoption but don't really know much about the adoption process. I think maybe a good place to start is between you and your husband. You have adopted, but who initiated that adoption discussion, Kathy?
Well, it actually was my husband, Craig, that initiated the adoption process. We got married quite late in life, and I was unable to have children. And he really, I made up my mind that I wasn't going to have children, and he was the one that actually suggested adoption. As neither of us had children, we thought, okay, well, let's explore what that could look like. And we were rather excited about the possibility of adopting.
So that was a conversation that was well received, because sometimes I'm assuming that can be a discussion where there could be a bit of pushback, a bit of resistance, where the one spouse really wants to adopt and the other is quite apprehensive about adoption.
Yes, yes, I do believe that that is true. In our case, that wasn't the case, but I have heard of stories where the wife has really wanted children, and the husband hasn't. And the thing that I've heard, which is quite remarkable, is that how do you love somebody else's child? Is what I have heard. That really wasn't a thing for my husband and myself. But I have heard people actually, they've asked me, how is it possible that you could love somebody else's child? And I do think it may be just because as women we created to nurture, that it's not so much a thing for women, but I think for men it could be. Yes, and in fact it is, because I have heard that.
For you and Craig, how did that emotion evolve? Was it the first time that you saw Maya, or was it an emotion that needed to be developed and honed in on, or how did it work for both yourself and for Craig, Kathy?
Okay, so we worked through ABBA Adoption Agency, and Door of Hope, ABBA Adoption Agency are our statutory body where we have all our children, and we work through them to adopt our child. And what they did was they sent us a photograph on the Friday. They phoned us and said they'd matched us with a child, and they sent us a photograph on the Friday, and we had a week to decide if we wanted to take this child. In South Africa, you can, if you don't bond with a child or it's difficult, you can actually send the child back to the safe house. And literally from the time we got that photograph, certainly for my husband, he was totally in love. he printed out the pictures and he said, oh, this is our girl, this is our girl. But we had the week to decide. But certainly that was the Friday. By the Saturday, we knew we were going to adopt our little Maya. And then we met her the following Monday. We met with social workers and we met her at the safe house, at the orphanage. And literally from then on, our language changed. We'd spoken about the little girl, we were adopting the little girl, and then we spoke about her as our child, my child, our little girl. And really, I think that we believe is really God that planted that in our heart. And so from the first day we met her and the second day we brought her home, she was our child.
Kathy, let's take a step back. Obviously, before that photo can be sent, there needs to be a qualification process in order to say, yes, you and Craig can be adoptive parents. You can go into the adoption process. What are those checks that need to take place before you can even get that photo and fall in love with that child that
yes.
God gives you?
So I must say, I have heard Obviously, working for Door of Hope and working with other adoptive parents and working with adoptive parents from overseas, the process can be difficult. The first thing, we obviously had application forms we had to fill in, and they were extensive. But over and above that, we then had to get police clearances to see that we weren't on any child offender or sexual offenders list. Plus, we had to get an HIV test. They wanted to know if we were HIV positive, I suppose, and if we were, then just to see how advanced or how controlled it was. So we had to get that, and those were probably the main checks that they did before the process. And then, of course, there was lots of forms we had to fill in. The forms were extensive. I always said we according to ABBA, we'd make good parents because the application was pretty hefty. It took us quite a while to fill in. And then we started doing for a week. We had to actually attend a workshop at ABBA, and the first day was why we should adopt. And obviously, they're a Christian organization. We're a Christian organization. My husband and I, we're both in ministry, and we said, okay, well, and that was because Jesus adopted us. So we went through that on the first day, and then they start the process of and we did this with other families of checking to see what our heart was with adoption, how we felt about bonding, what that would look like, what it was like to adopt across race. And it was really a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful experience. And we did that for a full week before they even sent us. That was sort of in the October, I think, and only in the February they sent us the photographs of our daughter. So we were thoroughly vetted and prepared for the adoption.
Kathy, when it comes to matching a child with adults, how does that work?
So it's a wonderful process, and I really do believe that this is really God's ground, because we knew nothing about our daughter. She was safely relinquished in a baby saver, so we have no information on her. And our social worker, she said she does adoptions on a Tuesday. She says, but on a Monday night she doesn't sleep because she really does pray that she matches the right child with the right parent. But that what you have is you have two different groups of social workers. One lot of social workers works with parents that want to adopt, and also parents that want to give up their babies for adoption. And then you've got social workers that work in the different child and youth care centres that work with the children. And the social workers get together and they discuss the different parents, and obviously with lots of prayer. And we had to make a book, if you like, a photo album explaining who we are, with who the grandparents are and where we lived and whatever. And that's really how they do the matching. That's certainly with children where there's no history or across race. And that's how our process worked. I mean, there are other processes that work, but that's how our process worked.
How old was Maya when you met her for the first
she
time?
She was 15 months old when we got her. She'd been with Door of Hope for 8 months. She was about 7 months when she was placed at Door of Hope, and the period of time that was just the time that it takes for social development and home affairs to actually put her up for adoption or make her viable for adoption. So they the one it is a slow process, but they really, really do make sure that they try and place the parent if they can reunify the child. Obviously, that's the best bet, is reunification with the biological parents. They do try that. They try and find them. They look in the community to see if they know who this child is, so that there's more information. They advertise, and so until they really checked all their boxes, the children don't become up for adoption. So it is a lengthy process, and of course there's always a backlog. So that's why she was 15 months when we got her.
Kathy, I've got somebody here sending through a question on the WhatsApp line saying, can a single an unmarried woman also adopt a child? Is that an option, or is it not
Yes.
something?
Yes, the option is, yes, it is, absolutely. Absolutely. Our constitution allows for that. And obviously there will be a vetting process to make sure that the single parent is able to take care of the child well. But there's no reason why a single person cannot adopt.
Kathy, last question for today's discussion on the Adoption is an Option campaign is, what difference has Maya's life made in your very own life?
Anybody that has children will tell you that children totally change your life. This little girl is truly a gift from God. She has just made our life so happy. We live with joy. She is sunshine. I'm getting quite emotional, sorry, but she really is a gift.
Her name is something quite significant to you and Craig. If you just want to tell that story about Maya's name.
So we wanted specifically to name our child an old Hebrew biblical name, and so we'd gone the usual route of Hannah, Rebecca, Rachel, and when we heard that her name was Maya, we'd obviously all heard of Maya the bee, but didn't know what that significantly meant. And so the volunteer that was at Door of Hope, we allow volunteers and our aunties, that's our caregivers, and the staff working there to name babies when they come in. The volunteer that had worked with her, his middle name was Maya. And she said that in Hebrew, Maya meant close to God. And so when we found that out, we said we would definitely keep her name, we weren't going to change it. But when she was registered, they re-registered her, and they spelled her name Mayah. And the volunteer said in Hebrew, when they donate God, they don't talk about God or Yahweh. They actually donated with an H, and so that she was extra close to God. So that's where her name came from. And we're really grateful to the volunteer that named her because we've kept her name.
So significant to you and Craig, especially. Maya arrived at 15 months in your home. And now, how old is Maya?
Maya's 10, absolutely thriving. Her school is her happy place. She's extremely involved at school. She would do every extramural if we allowed her. And she academically, she does very, very well. So we're super proud of her. And she's really a well-adjusted little girl.
Really appreciate having Kathy Groom share her story, being a mom that has adopted a child. And you can hear in the authentic answer that Kathy gave, the difference that Maya has made in her very own life, as well as Craig's. And this is just something that has been orchestrated by the hand of God, as you can hear, a lot of little miracles in that journey. We really appreciate Kathy Groom, who is also the donor engagement manager for Door of Hope. Thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thank you, and thank you to your listeners.